What was for the action? Did you propose this?
Oh, yeah. Many times. I've spoken on the subject. I've written on the subject.
Oh, yeah.
And people think it's an intriguing notion. See, what I've done, really, is to try to recognize the impact of politics on the selection process. You can't get rid of it. And the only way you can diminish the adverse consequences is to try to channel the political forces so that the governor is forced to take into account his political risks of appointing someone who's not qualified, and to enhance those risks by publishing the commission's report while protecting the governor's frustrated prospects by keeping their evaluations private.
Of course, it's the least effective the day before election, the day before a lame duck, before he went out of office, he wouldn't much care then.
Yeah, but I think the appointee would. If I were rated unqualified by a commission, a blue ribbon commission of this sort, would I say to the governor, forget it, brother, I don't need that? Or would I say, go ahead, appoint me anyway, and I'll take the embarrassment? You know, it's somewhat different, Roger, than having the Detroit Bar Association rate you as unqualified.
How about the practice, slightly different question, of justices working in isolation? Is there any reason that should not be encouraged, as distinguished from their being together for at least a period of some fairly frequent periods or periods of some significant length to interact? Or is that an illusion?
I think that's an illusion, particularly so long as you have the elected judges, Roger. You're not going to have the quality of intellect that can relate with other intellects in a constructive way. When I was on the court, there were three or four justices who lived in and worked in Lansing. Ultimately, when I first got there, there was only John Duffner's. Well, I guess
Carr.
Even when I got there, Duffner's, Carr, Kavanaugh, and Edwards. So from the very beginning, those four were in Lansing, and I can assure you that there was very little exchange, very little communication between those four. Any two of the four, even Duffner's and Carr, did not communicate in a judicial way. You know, they didn't talk about their cases any more than Tom and George did. Some of us talked with one another on the telephone frequently, regularly, almost every day. And I thought that was as effective a way of communicating as could be imagined. Today you have modern equipment. You can communicate by computer. You can communicate by fax machine. You know, these are marvelous devices that permit you to work anywhere in the world without having to live with one another.
It goes back to the concept that Fitz explored with you. He mentioned once or twice during his interview with you the
statement that someone made, you are selected to serve on the court with strangers for 8-year term. I used to tell my esteemed colleagues that I wouldn't select any one of them as my law partner, but I was compelled to serve with them.
Let me ask you, maybe this is a silly way to tell me what went wrong in the decision to leave the court some of the thoughts and how you chose finally to execute your
I wasn't sure.
You need for the tape, I think, to say what the setting was. Yeah.